To kickstart more nuclear development, the Obama administration in 2010 conditionally committed the government to the massive loan. Sarah Barzac says given ongoing project delays and cost overruns, taxpayers should be leery of the investment.
It isn't a solar or a nuclear or a whatever argument. It is a fairness to U.S. taxpayers argument.
Barzac is with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. She and others have worked for years to get some sense of the loan negotiations between the federal government and Georgia Power parent company, Southern Company. After repeated requests and litigation, the alliance gained access to thousands of documents that Barzac says raise major flags.
Now we have confirmation that, you know, there are indications of political involvement in the process that we believe needs to be looked into more.
Barzac says sound business decision-making, rather than politics, should be driving negotiations over the loan terms. She and others recently issued a report on their findings. Doug Koplow, the report's primary author, compared the loan slated for Vogtle to the one extended to the failed energy company Solyndra, which cost taxpayers at least $500 million. Koplow says he wants the report to serve as a wake-up call to Washington.
On the Solyndra loan guarantee, there was a lot of discovery that happened as a result of congressional action, and I hope that some people in Congress will view that as useful to do for this loan guarantee as well.
In a written statement, Southern Company spokesman Mark Williams says negotiations with federal officials are ongoing and confidential. He added that the $14 billion expansion project doesn't hinge on the federal loan. The loan terms are expected to be finalized by this summer. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.